y una vaca hace ese estilo, o el pollo y los pez, o sea, actuality, tanto es el contexto. Entonces dice, we architect, of course, led by you, with a serious responsibility of ensuring that society in its entirety has got confidence in the South African justice system. But stay there in quality, with the public conviction that we are to be a committee that must lead and entangling correctional services, which I think is upon your leadership that we must make sure that we educate society better on how the system of government, the system of correctional services, and the justice entirely work. I think I wanted to share that. But lastly, say on the program that has just been shared with us, I see there are briefing from various institutions, which is the Minister, Legal Aid, the Chief Justice, the Human Rights Commission. I wanted to check that, are they yet to brief us as now, or we're referring it to the 2 o'clock meeting that is going to come to the program? Anyone?
Thank you very much, Honorable Mona, Honorable Swart.
Thank you, Chairman, and congratulations from my side. It's good to be serving again under your chairmanship. May I just say the issue of the workload and the splitting of the portfolio committees into two is something that I raised in the previous parliament as well. I was at the programming committee discussion of this. I raised my concerns about the workload there as well. I don't remember a final decision being taken, but I do remember the speaker saying she would look into this. She would make sure that this and, as Mr. Bianchi said, other committees that have the same problems will be given additional resources and might have to sit longer hours. My suggestion then is that we should consider splitting this committee into subcommittees. Other committees do that. SOPA does that when they've got massive workloads, and that is something for us to consider, that one subcommittee focuses on correction services, another subcommittee focuses on the justice element. That is something to possibly consider. Then, Chair, just on the program, I noticed, and it is very straightforward, but I noticed that there isn't an allocation for the preparation of the budget vote report. Obviously, the committee will have to have a schedule. That must be done before the budget debate on the 16th and 17th of July. We will have to meet to consider the budget vote report. And then just on the briefing by DCS on the 23rd and 24th of July, I'm not sure whether that is advisable or whether we should, given the fact that they will be coming, the Department of Correctional Services will be coming on the 4th of July to brief us on their annual performance plan and budget as well. That's a full day we're setting aside. Maybe is it really necessary to give them two further days, two full days on the 23rd and 24th of July? I know this is a provisional program, but it could well be that there are other more urgent issues, considering that we are squashing all our justice entities into one day. Legal Aid, for example, 9th of July. Legal Aid, Special Investigative Unit, and the NPA in one day. You know, between one whole day with the NPA, for example. So these are just, I'm not projecting, I'm just saying these are things we can look into as we are going forward, that we need to spend a lot of time with these aspects and with these units as well. And Chair, just lastly, one presumes that when the Minister gives his political overview tomorrow, he will give an indication of the bills which need to be revised. That will obviously require a motion in Parliament, and so one presumes that when he gives, because obviously a lot of the bills have all lapsed in terms of the rules, and there are a number of bills that that there's a lot of interest in that would have to be revised. But I presume that will be set out tomorrow when the Minister gives his presentation. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson, and from my side also congratulations. I would tend to agree with those who argue that we will need to function by way of subcommittees. So let me add my voice to that suggestion. I however want to address another issue However, there is another issue coming from the Fifth Parliament, which I think we should agree right from the start how we will handle that, and that is the issue of correspondence to the committee. Now, I'm well aware that in terms of the rules, you are the representative of the committee in the interim in addressing issues that is generally addressed to the committee. However, I would maybe just like to get your views and hopefully an undertaking from your side that you will not finalise correspondence received addressed to the committee as the chairperson without consulting and informing the committee as to the contents. So to make it practical, if there is an email coming to your side from an institution on which this committee has oversight, it would be problematic if you would just from your side make a unilateral, one-sided decision to inform whoever wrote the email that at this stage our program ought to look into this or whatever. I think it would be best practice, and we must absolutely have a situation where all correspondence addressed to the committee ultimately must at least serve before the committee also in order for this committee on a program of action. And then lastly, Chair, one issue that I think should also be raised, maybe in line with the comments made by the Honourable Swart regarding Tuesday the 23rd and Wednesday the 24th, a situation we are obviously all well aware of already, which is on the table for this committee, is the referral by the Speaker of the request process to determine whether the current incumbent in the Office of the Public Protector is fit to hold office. And it is a bit of a concern that in this first program and from your first briefing to this committee, no mention has been named of this issue. Thank you.
Honourable Johnson,
to agree with the Honourable Swart about bringing down the date for the report of the committee after the budget process, I have no problem with that. And the second point is on the issue of subcommittees. I'm sure from the ANC we can create six of those, you know, and we'll be there. But it will not help the opposition. We don't have many members to be in six subcommittees. So this arrangement might be even favored. It was one an inclusive process, but I'm sure I will leave that to you. It shouldn't be a principle opposition to how we work, as long as it is not creating two portfolios. There's one portfolio and work within that portfolio. I'm uncomfortable with that. The third point I want to make, unfortunately, Honorable Horn, some of us are new, so the baggage might not be, we might not connect with your baggage of the Fifth Parliament. We're coming in with new bricks, of course, knowing that this is something in motion. For example, today we're establishing a committee. What is in the media and will come from the speaker is not in front of us. We'll entertain those things as they come. I can assure you that after a meeting with the minister and the department, we are going to have more ideas about a program. Because when we listen to them, clearly we are going to come out of such a meeting and say, we need a program for this based on what we're hearing, the lack of it, the gaps there. So your point about us having a separate meeting later on to conclude on a comprehensive program is supported. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chancellor. Honourable Bidden now.
Thank you, Chairperson. Also, congratulations on your appointment. We look forward to a productive relationship, which I'm sure we can achieve. I'm covered largely by the Honourable Horn, which is largely correspondence and the issue of the public sector, which, as you know, is a matter in which we have an interest. And we'd like to see it extended to as quickly as possible. I'd like to agree with the Honourable Swarsa that text is an inter-issue subcommittee. Very kind of the Honourable Yankee to be so concerned about the opposition's lack of members, but I'm sure this can do something else. And I would like to stress, Mr. Chair, that the 9th of July, that program was in the suggest the program. I really just don't think we can do all three of those institutions like that. I would much rather have two layers for those three and condense some of the other discussions. But the NPO is coming with a new head, a new program, a new director. We all know that there's a serious budget constraint in the PNZ. We have serious issues that need to be discussed there, also with special investigative units. There are lots of issues that need to be done, and I'm not sure that we can get to it in that. Unless you suggest that we put into the evening, which I'm very happy to do, but that's the only way I can see here that we have sufficient time to do it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. I think we are all in agreement about the issue that has been raised, because I think that the issues are not only relating to correctional services and justice. I think we should take a comprehensive view about how we do our work in a manner that is going to take into consideration the workload and oversight and drafting of legislation and all of those issues. And I think there is no objections generally to look at those committees to deal with the workload of the committee as such. And I think, Honourable Members, we will take all your concerns into consideration and do some amendments to the program and circulate it, because I think, for instance, the 9th of July, I think it's too heavy. I do agree. So what we will do, we will rework it, taking all your input into consideration, and then we will circulate it again. So the issue as it relates to the public protector has not yet been referred. It hasn't yet been ETC. That is why we thought that I think by the 29th, we would have received it, and then we can have some form of a working problem from there until the end of the year. Because I think it would be important to, in adopting a program, we do what Honorable Janji has also suggested. We pick up on the briefing that we would have received and to check which areas we would want to make follow-ups in terms of oversight that will also inform our program. And there is a possibility that we might also have the Mokobi matter referred to us and the Jiban Mokobi matter, but for now we have not yet received any indication to that effect. So all of those issues would influence the program that we will deal with until the end of the year. There are quite a number of judgments that constitutional court judgments that will necessitate that there must be an amendment to some of the legislation, and some of them have not yet been approved by cabinet. So our program is going to be extremely tight, and we obviously will work sometimes until the evenings, but we must try and be smart workers. So that is why we are looking, we will need to comprehensively look at the issues of subcommittees and all of those issues. I'm meeting you, Honorable Swart. I think the issue of correspondence, generally, as it is practically possible, we will bring correspondence that needs the attention of the committee. Before the committee, as it is practically possible, we will try and ensure that the committee day for the adoption of the report before of the committee report before the budget vote is done. I think we will ensure that we need to adopt the report. Another report.
Chair, you raise a very important issue, that is the outstanding constitutional court judgments, and you mentioned that the cabinet and certain ministers are looking at that issue. Now, this issue has come up in the programming committee as well, and it is an issue which the Fifth Parliament, we also, when we engaged with the Office of the Chief Justice, we also had discussions about that. The challenge, and I stated my great concern in the programming committee, that the orders are normally given against Parliament to remedy the defect, and where we wait for the executive, often those deadlines are passed. And it's not a good reflection on Parliament at all. And in fact, in one situation, the specific department involved applied for an extension of the order and it was refused by the Constitutional Court. So, Chair, this is an issue which we would need to raise at the highest level, with the Speaker's office as well. There is a designated unit now in the legal advisors section that is given regular updates on that, but it relates to various portfolio committees, but it is, because we have this engagement with the Office of the Chief Justice, that is an issue that we need to be monitoring closely, because the order is against Parliament, and Parliament itself, if the executive is not performing its duty in amending or proposing amendments, then Parliament needs to step up to the plate and say we don't accept this anymore. It's a reflection on that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Swart. Honourable Johnson.
I think you just stopped short of going further, Honourable Swart, because in the programming committee meeting, we did agree that the Speaker needed to take this issue up urgently with the Head of Government Business, in line with us as Parliament taking its important role and not necessarily tailoring the executive. I think that's the part that I wanted to add.
So.
I would like to suggest that the chair interacts with the Speaker in this regard.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I think we are going to have, we have in fact 5 years together. We will deal with these matters. Some of them are quite involved and complex. But it is in the nature of the beast. We must eat it bit by bit. I think if there are no further inputs, I suggest that we adjourn the meeting, because other members serve in other portfolio committees, so they will be needed to correct so that they can elect other chapters. Honourable members, the document that is going to be circulated for the budget analysis that is going to be circulated, we will also interact with yourselves on the day that we will set aside for us to adopt the report or to consider the report before the budget is debated. So we will communicate with yourselves.
Do we know we will be meeting tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm advised that information will be sent just immediately after this meeting.
Our experience in the last Parliament was that the Justice Committee always seemed to get the worst venues put at the last moment. And I do understand that Mr. Ramon has a very busy man. But please, could we try and get better venues this time around, book them in advance, and be communicated in advance, not 5 months before, because it becomes a bit of a struggle. Thank you.
Just to add to that, often we're dealing with matters no matters that would want to be televised, where the nation would want to know, such as the NPA coming to appear before us. Those would be huge matters of great importance. Thank you, Jim.
And that is noted. Thank you very much, honorable members. Thank you for the call for this year. Words of congratulations. The meeting is adjourned.
Stop this and record it. So here now, you will put your all this right button down.